You're listening to the audio production of Agents of Grace, How to Bridge Divides and Love as Jesus Loved, by Daniel Darling, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Forward read by Gabe Wicks.
To my amazing wife, Angela, an agent of grace.
Forward by J.D. Greer. In many ways, the evangelical church is more divided than ever. The last several years, 2020 especially, have revealed a lot of fractures and fissures. Truth be told, many of these divisions already existed, but factors like COVID-19 and racial violence brought them to the surface. A recent post-COVID Lifeway study among pastors shows that church unity is their number one concern, even more than other issues such as money or growth or secularization. Like many pastors, I went into the COVID-19 pandemic in early 2020 with such high hopes for spiritual renewal. We were going to reinvent church. Our members would really be able to slow down and focus on their relationship with the Lord. Christians would learn to self-feed and start multiplying house churches. Would it be tough? Sure, but it would also be awesome. Well, as you were likely aware, that didn't happen. I'm encouraged by what God did in the church around the world during that season, but the disunity that was revealed in the American church was disturbing. Deep fissures surfaced, political and cultural. People who had worshiped together for years decided they couldn't anymore, and many left loud. It made many of us ask, can we really do this together? And if so, how? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, Paul tells us to be united with the same understanding and the same conviction. What does that mean in today's world? It is interesting to me that these words are singular. Paul is not saying that we'll be unified by having the same understandings and the same convictions on everything. Paul is saying, be of the same understanding and same conviction. Singular. Why? Because it's about the gospel. Paul is telling the church to have the same understanding about the importance of the gospel over secondary things, and the same conviction about the primacy of the gospel. In the pages that follow, my friend Dan Darling offers crucial insight on what it means to love our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and to honor our Savior's desire that we proclaim His Lordship by our unity. Dr. Darling, in his life and public witness, embodies the message of this book. He shows us that unity is not uniformity, where everybody in the church agrees on everything. That's not the biblical vision of the church. The New Testament church is a community where Jesus is so large that it makes disagreement on secondary things less important. Jesus famously brought into his circle two disciples, Simon the Zealot and Matthew the tax collector, from opposite political sides. I told our church that what was most disappointing for me in 2020 was how so many church people were willing to walk away from their church over a relatively small disagreement, at least small in light of the gospel and eternity. We Christians say we hate cancel culture, but it was amazing to me how so many of us canceled our church over disagreements about relatively small things, at least small in light of the gospel. Unity is not relativism. Relativism is when you say that everyone is right about everything. Frankly, that's ridiculous. There are right and wrong approaches to many things. The challenge is in the importance we give these things. Do we have the same conviction about the gospel? Unity is not relativism. It's understanding that the gospel is more important than all else. Unity is not compromising the core tenets of the faith. Some Christians think the only way we can be unified is by refusing to take clear stands on anything. But throughout his letter to the Corinthians, Paul identified a number of beliefs and said, we have to agree on these or we've lost our identity as a witness to God's kingdom. In this book, Daniel Darling articulates those things that he calls worthy fights and those other issues about which Christians might have disagreements, but that are not worth fighting for. Christians need this book in these increasingly polarizing times. Unity is not sentimentality. If you know Dan and have read his work, you know he's not afraid to speak up with courage about what is right and what is wrong. So, Agents of Grace doesn't suggest that we paper over divisions, never talk about them, and just smile for the camera. Instead, this book will help you understand what it means to love like Jesus calls us to love, and to learn how to disagree well, especially in areas where Christians have disagreed for all of church history. Unity is having the same conviction about the gospel, the same understanding about its importance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?